Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As this is the first opportunity to speak today, I would like to thank you for the effort you've put into the text before us and for your commitment to ensuring a good outcome from this meeting and next steps for our work in the period ahead. Mr. Chair, New Zealand welcomes the overall approach for the recommendations section, including the establishment of 3 working groups and the 30 days proposed for work over the next 2 years. We agree that it will be necessary to carefully arrange the work of the 3 groups, given the significant overlaps between them. We suggest that the priorities for these groups be clearly stated. You have done so with paragraph references, but we suggest this be looked at again after we have completed discussions on paragraphs 19, 21 and 23, as well as, of course, paragraph 17, which we discussed this morning. For New Zealand, the priorities for the period ahead are the compiling of existing applicable international law, as stated in the text, as well as further discussions on common characteristics of laws and human-machine interaction and other aspects of human control. I would like to support the addition of text in subparagraph D, which we received overnight. My delegation is one of those which feels that the useful exchanges we have had in this group on human control has not found full reflection in this text. We see further work in this group on the type and quality of human control as key to making progress on overall issues in the field of laws. I would also like to comment on the final part of subparagraph E. My delegation is keen to ensure that the group will have before it a clear objective, namely to draft a normative framework for consideration by the 2021 review conference. We endorse the suggestion that this should extend to operational aspects, which are important for ensuring effective human oversight and control of laws. We would therefore like to suggest a slightly modified version of the text you have put before us to clearly define the expectations of the group for the next 2 years. Subparagraph E would therefore read as follows. The group shall consider and then take points 1 to 3 as you have stated them, and then continue as follows, and use these as a basis for the further clarification and development of a normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the field of laws. New sentence, the group's recommendations for such a framework will be reported for consideration at the 2021 sixth review conference, comma, together with, and then continue the text as added, specific recommendations that states may consider for implementation of these frameworks in their national policy and practices. So we endorse the very last part of that of the text as it currently stands. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.